Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brett Clay is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and CEO of Change Leadership Group, LLC, the author of Selling Change, the candidate for an upcoming PhD. Brett, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website first. Let's get that done.
SellingChange.com.
All right, so check that out. They can find your book there and all the things that you do for your clients. What would you say is going to be the title of your thesis for your PhD?
Oh, you got me on the spot there. I'm studying different personality types of how people respond to and lead change. It'll be fun one day to talk about these different types. I talk about there's a chicken personality who goes and tries a bunch of things but never follows through and never completes it. There's the opposite, a turtle who just tries to hide and withdraw in the shell and say, "Oh, I don't want to change and I'm scared of change and let the world go by." So they're different personality types, and I'm researching how many people fit into those different personalities.
Well, remind me later to recommend some books that I've found on that topic that you might be able to find some good research in. So don't let me forget that. So I like the way you said that, though. Lead change. One of the things that we've talked about on this show now for almost 17 years is the fact that it's no longer enough to accept change. It's no longer enough to manage it. It's no longer enough just to deal with it. You have to lead change. You have to be prepared. Now, and leading to me, and the things we've tried to develop here on the show, leading means that it's not a means to an end. It's a way of life. Change, leading change, being innovative and creative is not just a means to an end. You do it once you get the product done and you dine out on it for 5 years. It means leading change constantly. What do you think?
You got to be out in front of it. You're the one doing the innovating. You're not letting the world, you're not responding to what other people are doing. You're the one that other people are responding to in your business. You're out there, as you say, in the age of the customer, you're out there helping customers in new ways that differentiate you and make you the place where they want to go do business. So that's absolutely important. One of the famous psychologists, who is this guy? Doesn't matter. He talks about constructive creating. So how can you create, how can you construct your own creativity? How can you be creative and find those new ideas?
Carl Rogers is the guy.
Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. So he talked about three different conditions that would exist. One is you have to be open to new experience. And it's really interesting, that experience word, not just being open to new ideas, but to new experiences. Because when you go and like you said, you're living that change. It's a way of life, not just an idea that you look at and you throw away if it doesn't work. So first of all, you have to be open. And then you need to, this is a really interesting one. You have to evaluate these things for yourself and not let yourself be measured by other people. So when you talked about that guy who asked his dad for permission to succeed.
Noah St. John.
What a great liberating
It did.
Experience, right?
It changed his life just by realizing that he felt he needed to take that step.
So what he was apparently saying is before that he was kind of letting himself be judged.
That's right,
by his
and it was
dad.
Holding him back.
And so by asking permission to let himself be the judge,
yes,
that would liberate him to then be creative. So that's really important, because we don't want to always be questioning, what's someone going to think of this idea? What's someone going to think if I try
and
this?
See, this Forget. Is how we get rid of baggage. Because exactly. A lot of baggage that you and I walk around with, that we believe other people have heaped upon us, is really just things that we picked up on our own. You know what I mean?
We
attached
that
ourselves
that we're
to it. Somebody else didn't nail it to us. We attached it to ourselves. And we're the only ones who can get rid of it, therefore.
You know, I got to tell you the story really quickly. When we go mountain biking, you know, there's a lot of trees in the mountains, mm-hmm. right? And so my wife, what does she see? She sees trees. She's going along the trail, and she's saying, don't hit the tree, don't hit the tree, don't hit the tree. Bam! He plants right into the tree. And my 14-year-old son says, Mom, if you don't want to hit the tree, look at the trail. If you want to stay on the trail, look at the trail.
Out of the mouths of babes, right?
So just like you were saying, that with knowing everything, we need to be careful about what we're looking at and what we're telling ourselves.
Right.
What reality are we creating for ourselves? Are we free to be successful? Are we free to look at new ideas and try them? Or are we holding ourselves back, like you said?
And if you're not accomplishing what you think you should, look inward, my friend. Not at someone else. Not at what's around you. Look inward. What do you think, Clay? Brett Clay?
That's what this is about. Nice. Look inward and create your own reality.
Brett Clay, ladies and gentlemen.
And make your choices.
Give us that website again,
because you're choosing your reality.
Give us the website again, one more time.
Sellingchange.com.
Hey, Brett, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Keep working hard on that PhD. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.